Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
There's a lot to say when buying a new home or car, but only one thing to say that can help you protect them. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And just like that, a State Farm agent will be there to help you choose the coverage you need, no matter where you are in life. When you need coverage options, your State Farm agent is there to help, on the phone or in person. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Guy, improving with you.
I'm with you.
Yeah, he's really yes-ended every thing.
So I felt bad for having to. I really wanted to do the setlist show at Meltdown, but I literally, I mean, I got back from New York
now
and then
I
just
realized
went.
You're recording.
And went straight. What?
I didn't realize you were recording.
Oh, I am recording.
You said that.
Yeah, because I want people to contextualize. I want them to know what we're talking about.
And the way that he got on the mic and put the headphones on.
But the so I was supposed to do setlist at which is a fucking amazing show. It's the improvised stand-up show. I just got back Saturday from doing the special. We immediately went straight from the airport to the Palladium to podcast Cake, the band Cake, which was amazing.
Did
and
you
then
go?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sunday all day we shot Matt and Chloe Dykstra shot the cosplay show at Gallifrey One, which was Gallifrey One is fucking awesome.
Everyone's old school. That's an old school convention.
It's like there's no like central space. It's just a bunch of meeting rooms connected by hallways.
Yeah,
and it's still an amazing event because it's so fan driven and the costumes are so incredible.
And creation has nothing to do with it.
Tiki Dalek was amazing and
the company that does all those conventions, the Star Trek conventions, Creation.
Oh,
it was such a fun event. So we shot there, and then Talking Dead, and then I've been working the whole time, and I just haven't, like, you know, I just don't feel, I don't feel mentally sharp to jump up on stage and improvise a stand up set, which actually would probably go well because I'm so kind of out of it. That
it would just be
a free form.
I'm looking forward to it,
but I think it's going to be a great show. With you know, anyway,
I'm scared, don't but be. Like, you know, but it'll be fun either way, you know, as a show where you're set up to fail. So with that, you know,
the one piece of advice that Matt Kirshen gave me, who is the British comic who hosts it, who's fucking hilarious, too.
Yeah, he's great.
He just said, you know, when you do it, don't acknowledge what you're doing. Yeah. Like, don't get meta about it and be like, well, I don't know. I just got this joke. You know, like,
yeah.
Like the people who really excel just fucking plow through it.
Yeah, exactly.
But I do feel like, you know, especially there's that tendency of a comic to identify exactly what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, that's when I did the writer's room show, that Jimmy Pardo show, where, you know, you go on stage and do your set. But during that time, there are four people on stage writing insults, pretty much. That's what it turns out to be.
Yeah,
it's supposed to be kind of like weird. I remember when it started, it was like more punch up stuff.
Yeah,
like years and years ago.
I saw the first one, and it was a little bit more like that, but also kind of making fun of it, and then it slowly turned into
just a roast. Yeah,
and like it's like one sign up for a roast.
It's basically, it's like if where the comic, it's like if a pig walked into a barbecue restaurant and said,
I love this joke.
And said, here, here's where the tenderest meat is. Like that's basically what you're walking into. Like you're walking into a situation where you know, like, I'm gonna go up and I do my set, and then three people are gonna rip me to shreds.
Yeah,
they're gonna talk about the things I'm most insecure about: my comedy and my appearance.
Yeah, and it was crazy, and like, you know, and I knew there was just gonna be a bunch of hipster jokes. I'm fine with that because
he's
you know,
used
like,
because you were making hipster jokes before hipsters were.
My whole thing is, blah, 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 and I get sucked in on myself. I'm gonna suck myself up.
Jonah Ray.
I know. I like. I can I know what those are going to be. It's going to be all that, like, you know, mustache and plaid shirt. Oh, ouch.
Right.
You know, but like,
what about a mustache shirt and plaid lip hair?
Plaid lip hair.
Yeah,
I can make it plaid. I can just kind of start weaving them in and out of each other.
Fucking amazing.
But then, like, you know, you do one joke that doesn't really hit, and then you just immediately go, this is weird. Look at them right there. What are they?
No, stop writing. Stop writing. Would you please stop writing?
Yeah, yeah. It's like right when I walked out, they were all just like, and then the weird thing though is like when Kumail did his set, all of their jokes were quite racist.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not surprising.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. We're quite.
Yeah.
Quite.
You're
racist.
Quite racist, aren't you?
You're a bit of a racist, then, don't you?
It was a fun show, though. You know.
Yeah, I love that Pardo. I love the Jimmy Pardo.
Yeah. You taped.
I did my comedy special. It was amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
it was. It shiny was, suit and all.
I had a suit made
from the future.
Yep. And
called him Chris Pebble.
Well, the show was called Mandroid. That's what I named the special. And
Chris Hardwick, Mandroid.
Mandroid. Yeah. And
coming
so,
up after Colbert.
Mandroid. And so
this is a great impression of the Comedy Central announcer, by the way.
Thank you.
We'll have Penn Jillette on again, and we'll have him do the old only on Comedy Central.
Yeah.
Oh wow!
Remember when Penn was the voice of Comedy Central for a long time? So
only on Comedy Central.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was shut the fuck up for a second. I have not finished this sentence yet. Oh my god! Ten times I tried to start this sentence.
Good to have you back, Chris.
I was trying to finish sentence earlier too.
All right. Anyway, the special was really fun.
Yeah, it was.
No one wants to talk.
Now we're all writing notes.
After you. But it was really amazing that, like, people came out and I didn't feel like they didn't know who I was, which was very important.
A lot of people on Twitter said I did not get applause.
That was just I came out on stage and I said, hey, you guys know the Nerds Podcast, or you know Chris Hardwick, and then people cheered really loud. I said, you know the Nerds Podcast, I wanted to see if there was like, and there was like, it was like slightly less, which was interesting. You know, there was like, there was your recognition, and then there was podcast recognition, very big still. And then I just kind of popped out, like, you know, and then there's Matt Myra, and then like, there was like an even smaller fraction. Then everyone who knew that would be a funny thing to me started laughing. And then I did. It made me so happy.
Good.
Yeah, it was just a funny thing.
You were missed. The only reason that you were not there, I think, is because we had you doing the cosplay show on Sunday, and it would have been
I did that, and I did a thing with Kevin Pollak.
Oh, you did with Kevin Pollak. Are you allowed to talk about what that is?
No.
Okay.
Not yet.
Here's the thing about the stand-up special. It was in every way. It was perfect. For me, from my experience with it, it was exactly what I wanted it to be. Comedy Central was great. The set was great. The audience was great. The warm up act was great. I had so much fun. I wasn't nervous. You know, it was like everything that I had wanted it to be. And I'm going to the airport the next day, and I'm just kind of going through in my head like, I did it. I did it,
Big C.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was saying that to myself in the third person, and I was like, oh yeah. And then when wait a minute. I didn't do that bit. Like, I left out one of my favorite bits. I just completely spaced it in two shows. I'm not going to say which bit.
But they should know that it is a bit that normally gets an applause break.
It is a bit that even in, like, if I am with an audience that is not into what I'm doing at all, that's one of those bits that I pull out and it kind of saves the set. And so, you know, it would have been a really good thing to do at that show. And in two shows, I just completely spaced the whole bit. And what has been interesting for me, and maybe this is definitely part of my obsessive nature, is that I've really had to work to not let that one. It's a 90-second bit out of what will be, you know, I did an hour and 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It's a 90-second bit. And I have to do my best. I had to do my best to not let that unhinge the whole experience for me.
A minute and a half out of 44 minutes of used material.
Well, like, but the DVD too will be like an hour, or hour five, or whatever. Yeah, and so that was a real interesting, like, oh my god, everything was perfect except this one dumb mistake. And you know, I am a very prepared, organized person. So to just make the dumb mistake like that, so got under my skin. But
it's almost like as if your brain went back in time and forgot it to give you something to be upset about after
almost,
the fact.
Right? Like
he's going to walk away from this happy, not the Chris Hardwick I know.
That's sort of the obsessive. But you know, I can honestly tell you, like it bugged me for a couple days, and I was like, you know what? I will now make that the closer, because what happens is in the course of the next few months, like when this comes out over the summer or whatever, I can't do that set anymore. So I have to, like, I'm already planning the next set.
So now you start with that.
I'm going to close with that bit because I know it does well. So that bit is going to be the new closer. It was not the closer before.
All right. If you want to not be ballsy like Louis C.K.
Whoa!
That's going to be the new closer. Taking over, Kira Sedgwick.
So I am...
Is that what her show's called?
Yeah, The Closer. Right?
The Closer, oh, okay. Yeah.
I thought her show was Revenge, or is that someone else's show?
No, that's another show, ladies.
That was a movie with Kevin Costner.
It's also a popular television show.
Oh, that's Sarah Michelle Gellar. Is it popular?
Yeah. Like, it's popular in the ethos of blogs and stuff. Like, I read about it and I hear about it on podcasts.
Oh.
Like this one, because we just
did it just now.
But it's so interesting, and you know, the reason that I thought maybe I wouldn't talk about it on the podcast because I didn't want people to know. So when I do pull that bit out, you know, that it's not so obvious what it is.
But what I feel
it's important is because I just want people to understand, like, whatever you do, however well you plan something, you can still make an honest mistake.
You can still fuck it all up and ruin the entire thing. The entire thing. Right. Be it in our special.
I'm not sure that's really a human life.
You're always gonna.
But again, I don't
you're just
know.
Just gonna
really
mess it all up. Just know that for a fact. You will, huh?
So I murdered someone?
Yes.
I didn't do the bit and someone died.
That run of Jonah right there is in my head constantly.
Which one?
Just know that you're gonna mess it up.
It's in my head constantly. So
a run of Jonah.
I think everyone else should.
It was a Jonah run.
Hey, update the soundboard. Put that in.
Yes, love the Jonah Ray soundboard. But I just want people to not be too hard on themselves. Like an experience. But what are you laughing at?
No, for a minute I was like, don't be too hard on yourselves for me for getting the bit. Like it sounded like. Sorry. Just for an instance, that's what it sounded like in my head.
For the soundboard, you're just going to start saying stuff. You're like, oh, this would be a good soundboard.
No.
Zoink. What, Jonah? You never say that.
Fail harder.
Walk a lick, a dickle dog.
Welcome to the soundboard comment.
The Matt Myra soundboard is just my laughs.
Oh my God, that would be so cool. Just like 35 laughs. 35 Myra laughs.
They're all the same. They're all canned.
he literally just starts phoning it in, just like not even paying attention, just randomly pushing
a button.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you're right. People shouldn't be too hard on themselves. You did all you could. You did the best you did.
Yeah.
And then there's nothing.
You did the best you did. I've never heard that before.
You did the best you did.
It works, but I've never heard it before.
You did the best you did.
Yeah, there was something on Reddit that was in there was like a picture of the front of a store, and it said, "If it's in stock, we have it."
I have to imagine that someone with a sense of humor wrote that sign, right?
I feel like that's enough of a fuck up that it's not. Maybe. Maybe that person was Chuck Testa.
Oh my God!
Probably wasn't Chuck Testa. But anyway, so you know what? Don't be too hard on yourself, people. If you fuck up and something isn't quote unquote perfect in your mind, because people watching aren't gonna know that bit wasn't there.
No.
It's sort of
They wouldn't at all.
It was sort of themed with something else, but it was kind of independent, and but beyond that, I cannot. I was so excited with how much fun it was.
It was great. It was a great show. You look great. The set was awesome. The crowd was hot.
They were hot.
The crowd was hot.
It was a hot, hot crowd.
Did somebody really, by
their
the way?
Their body temperature must have been at least 102 degrees Fahrenheit.
But you said something to me the other day about someone complaining about you ruining the ending of Godfather 2.
Oh, my God. That was so amazing. Some guy tweeted at me from the Conan podcast. He was like, hey, really awesome that you spoiled the end of Godfather 2. And then he hashtagged it with something like, not really that happy about it. And so I wrote to him, and I was like, if you haven't seen a movie after 28 years, that's kind of on you.
Yeah. Is that all it is? It's only 28 years? I feel like that movie's older.
74.
74.
Godfather 2 was 74.
It's almost 40 years old.
Oh, 38 years.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm not 28 anymore.
Oh my God. Your wrinkles are coming.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's 38 years old. I'm sorry. It's 38. 38 years old.
What's the moratorium? It's on him. The spoiler thing. Has
fucking
this been discussed?
1 year.
I think 6 months.
No, 6 months is still like people are getting it on DVD.
Exactly.
I would almost say 2 years. I think 2 years is a good spoiler. Like, if you haven't seen
five is perfectly.
If you haven't seen a movie in 2 years, it was not a priority to you, and therefore you can't get upset for having it spoiled.
Remember, here's the thing about it, though. If you think about The Sixth Sense and how the whole movie led up to the fact that he was dead the entire time.
I didn't see it yet. How could you do that to me?
Yeah, because you should have seen it by now. And you already knew it because the whole twist of the movie became pop culture.
The advanced alien society travels to Earth, a planet that is made up mostly of water, and that's what hurts them? You'd think they'd check that out.
Different movie.
Same movie.
I think
Bruce Willis is in it.
I was fascinated by because that I call it a gag. That movie trick.
Yeah.
That movie trick is
Kaiser Sose is Kevin Spacey.
That movie trick is like the one where the good person turns out to be the dead one, which was the others as well.
Yes.
There were a couple movies that got to use that twist, and now I feel like, and never again. Because you can't, it was such a mind fuck when you saw The Sixth Sense for the first time, and then you were like, wow, I bet every one of his movies are going to be this dead.
Yeah. You know, there was a...
one of them was.
There was a really good
I liked Unbreakable.
I liked Unbreakable too, yeah. Jeff Garland did a sketch, where it was Aubrey Plaza was in it, and I think it was Josh Gad, and they were sitting across from in a booth at a restaurant, and Aubrey Plaza was going, "I really just think that we shouldn't be spending any more time together, and we should stop seeing each other." And Josh Gad's just sitting there, and nothing really happens, and then all of a sudden a guy sits down across from Aubrey, and she goes into the same thing. "I really just don't think we should be seeing each other or hanging out with each other anymore." And the guy's like, "What? Oh my God." And then Josh Gad, I think it's Josh Gad, like looks into the camera and goes, "I'm a fucking ghost." And that's it. That's the fucking bit.
That's awesome. Yeah. I thought it was going to be a spoiler bit.
No, he just wrote and directed it.
I thought it was going to be like a spoiler bit, like, "I'm going to break up with you." Spoiler alert.
Oh, no.
I feel like there's more hours of footage of Jeff Garlin in restaurants than anyone on Earth. Because every scene I ever think of him in, he's at a restaurant.
Really?
Well, I picture him in his house a lot on Curb with his wife.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Picture him in his house, Larry going over.
With Larry.
Having some kind of misunderstanding about a thing that ends.
They're always having lunch.
Lunch and fighting.
Walking Dead has been great. The past two episodes
Thank
have been
you.
Fucking bam, bam, bam.
Great
really,
job,
really
Myra.
Good.
You've
Thank
done
you
such
so
an amazing job on
guys.
Walking Dead.
That's why, let me get this.
Oh my God. Yeah. Cause we had the last episode of Talking Dead, we had Padgett Brewster and Steve Yeun on, and Steve plays Glenn. And I love.
Oh, so Steve plays Glenn.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Steve, but you wouldn't know that when during the episode I said, "So Glenn, when you're on the set," I fucking called him by his character name. He's so funny, Steve Yeun.
He's a Chicago Second City kid.
Was it Second City or IO?
Might be IO.
I think he's IO. Yeah, I think he's Improv Olympic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Super fucking funny guy, though.
Yeah, one day, he's really funny.
One day he'll be sitting over here and we'll talk to him.
We should have Steve on. We'll have him on because he's great.
I went to the my friend who works over at AMC, Brian Bachrath. I went over. He's the guy that sent me those books a long time ago.
Yep.
And saw all that swag. His fucking office at AMC is just the coolest office because it's all just this framed Breaking Bad and Walking Dead, like, original artwork.
Oh, my
just,
God.
Just, like, covering the entire room and just, like, tons of fucking... It has, like a coffee mug, but it looks like a beaker for Breaking Bad.
That's
and
awesome.
Stuff like that. It's just tons of cool shit.
Well, we have that... They put a new backdrop on Talking Dead, which is, like, a life-size... It's a picture of zombies watching the show. I can't. No, I don't want to give it away.
It's not 2 years.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
Wait, it would give away something from the past two episodes?
No, but if people haven't seen the first part of the season, Basically, they're not going to be watching Talking Dead if they're not watching Walking Dead.
Yeah.
That really is. I don't want to spoil something.
That's fine. I'm fine with that.
I'm going to move on.
But anyway,
the last
fucking episode where the walker's like putting his head through the hole in the windshield and the skin's getting torn off. That was one of the best and coolest things they've done gore wise. I've thought the gore's been great, and then I love that they've split off to all the different stories to make it just that much more exciting when there's just like tons of different storylines to cut to.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, I know. They've done an amazing job. And Dave Anthony told me the next four episodes are fucking amazing too.
The season premiere of Eastbound and Down was awesome.
Was it good?
Yeah, it's really good.
I have it on my DVR. I gotta watch that.
Yeah, it's really funny. Jason Sudeikis is in it.
I heard his arc is incredible.
I'm really digging it. Yeah, it's looking good. What else? Nice. What else started? Something else started.
Catherine Tate's on The Office now, isn't
Catherine
she?
Catherine Tate is on The Office.
But I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, she. I've heard she was very funny. I haven't seen it either. But
okay.
Worst Cooks in America just started again, you guys, on the Food Network. Mm-hmm.
Now,
Bobby Flay.
What is
versus...
worst? Like, most people are bad cooks.
Yeah, well, these people are terrible at cooking.
And they,
I mean,
well, are they... They have restaurants? And the...
No. So what it is Chef Ann Burrell and Chef Bobby Flay have teams. And they have the worst, like, they choose over
so they basically,
the
biggest loser.
They basically handicap each other by getting some dope
team.
Who doesn't.
Oh, and they use them as their kitchen staff.
No.
Oh.
They cook the people.
No, they teach them how to cook.
Okay. And then
so
do
it's
they
like
have,
the biggest loser then?
Yeah.
With that, like the different
Yeah, they have
trainers.
Eliminations and stuff like that. I find it enjoyable.
You mean shitting?
They have shitting.
Remember that clip we showed from the, what was it, the Dutch version of The Worst Driver? In the country, and it's just like the people that fucking like it's like the worst driver in Denmark, and the guy just doesn't stop, like doesn't take his foot off the gas and crashes the car real hard and gives like the girl in the back a concussion and like hits a fucking PA.
No, what was this from?
You don't remember that?
No.
It was like maybe like sometime mid-season of at a Web Soup.
Was it a sketch we did or it was a video?
No, it was a video we showed from that show.
Oh. Was that the one where the car skidded down the road and just hit like every parked car along the way?
No. That was different. This was like a TV show they were making where
that was another woman driver.
No, this was a guy. This was a guy.
Do not support.
It's just a joke, you guys.
I will stand clear of that one.
It's just a joke, you guys.
Whatever.
They're not as good at spatial reasoning as men are. I read that in a genetic study.
I am... I'll leave
They're
it
better
in.
At other stuff.
That's fine.
Like
I
tits
went,
and
I
shit.
Went to a place...
Oh, God damn it. Matt, when you're already... Okay, that's all getting cut out.
Oh, come on. It's all on him.
We
it's
know
all
we're
him.
Fucking around.
I'm
kidding.
I am the fucking... Dad here though, and I will get.
Listen,
I get the emails
condemn
for the
it
kids.
On, condemn it now. Me. Condemn it.
All right, I condemn everything, Matt Myra. I condemn everything that has come from your vile mouth, boy. You got your mouth is like the devil's pussy, boy.
It was just a joke,
and it was funny.
Some of it's true.
I'm not. You're doing that thing where you dig a deeper hole.
And laugh even harder.
I do not support anything you just
That's
said.
Fine.
Okay.
How about this? The second episode of Comic Book Men was pretty good.
Oh, good.
I have to record that and watch
you
it.
You should watch it. It's fucking awesome. My only problem is that I can't get it in HD. Thanks, Uverse.
P.S. You and Scott Mosier are going to start doing a podcast, which I believe Smodcast and
Nerdist Network
and Nerdist Network are going to co. Own or co-put like
yeah,
Kevin's gonna put it up on his network and we're gonna put it up on Nerdist.
Split the numbers is what you're gonna do.
Yeah, we are. We don't really care about it.
Yeah, but they're just doing it because it's fun and I feel like
what's
it's
the point.
Oh, hey, audience.
what's your podcast called?
It's gonna be called Phoebe.
Phoebe.
Four Eyes and Beard.
Okay.
Phoebe. I have the four eyes and he has the beard.
Good.
And we're gonna get to know each other. On a podcast.
You guys already know each other.
We know each other pretty well.
The friendship born of a customs line is pretty much.
I always like
to talk about it. We met in customs.
Yeah.
There was already a sidekick's name, right? You weren't going to be sidekicks?
We were going to be sidekicks. Someone took it.
Oh, it was the Asian kid who played Short Round who did that show Sidekicks on television.
Probably him.
Remember
the movie Sidekicks starring Chuck Norris and the dead kid?
Yeah, Jonathan Landis hung himself in an apartment in Wilshire. Not far from here. Brandis. Not Jonathan Landis.
Mm-mm. No, John Landis is still alive.
John Landis is still alive.
Jonathan Brandis from C-Lab.
Yes. C-Lab.
Sequest.
Sequest.
C-Lab. Okay, I'm sorry.
C-Lab 2020.
C-Lab 20. I was thinking of the Adult Swim show. Yeah.
And Ladybugs with...
Ladybugs and Rodney Dangerfield.
Rodney Dangerfield.
And Jack Hay.
Yes, and Jack Hay.
Now, guys.
God, sister, sister.
What, wait, why did you just say that like we brought it all around?
Starring Tia and Tamara.
When Maori
in a
show in this building.
Yes. Where we record.
Why did you?
The podcast where we mention Jonathan Brandis.
It's a pudding podcast. Oh, I was doing more Carol Channing than you, than Cosby.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't remember.
Oh, check
eating
this out.
Corn.
Check the Tournament of the Nerds, that monthly show that
check
I'm a judge
plus,
on.
Check yep. Minus.
It's a great, great, great show. I miss it because I'm in New York for the taping.
Uh-huh.
And
I missed it too, but I wasn't invited.
You can go.
It's a show. They don't invite you personally.
I need personal.
Also, he's like, he's waiting
show.
For. He's like, why they have me on the show? Have you ever been to it or seen it before?
No. It's really late.
What happened on Tournament of Nerds?
Anyway, the guy, this guy who's a really awesome, funny guy, James Ross, he's on it all the time and rarely ever makes it past the first round. And it's kind of become a thing. Where
Jonas
he and like, I think you remember like the show that you were also just I was like, hey man, I remember that was like the one time I voted for him. I'm like, you know this, I never vote for you.
Yes,
I'm voting for you. That guy who always loses, he was Cliff Huxtable and won the championship.
Oh my god!
And it was like everyone was going.
Do you
crazy.
Want to explain Tournament of Nerds a little bit just for people who don't know?
Of course, Tournament of the Nerds is a debate show hosted and created by Justin Donaldson and Hal Rudnick. From UCB, and what they do is that they get these different tiered groups of people to play as or in favor of these characters from either pop culture or movies or comic books or cartoons, and so you'll see odd matchups where it will be Magneto versus the Kool-Aid Man, or
and they're debating like why one is better than the other.
Yeah, it started off as like who would win in a fight originally, right. When like years ago when they first started it, but now it's just kind of like who's more awesomer or who has a more of a bigger fan base. It's just all these, and it's become really
it really is a great show.
And so like Kevin McAllister could be one person, and it will be they'll get 1 minute on the clock to explain why Kevin McAllister from Home Alone is so great.
Right.
And then the bell will ring, and then the other person. Maybe it's Jason Voorhees or Short Round.
Short Round.
Short Round. Here's why Short Round's better and could fucking,
But then they kind of razz each other, and he's like, I don't know what Kevin McAllister's talking about.
Yeah, it's kind of like a political stump thing going on.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
if you want to be home alone, that's fine.
Yeah, exactly. Or if you want to drive cars like a real man, you know.
Yeah,
and then,
like a real man.
And then the thing is, there's a 30-second rebuttal, and then there's four judges. There's usually me, Mark Andreyko, who's a writer for Marvel, I believe,
mm-hmm.
and then two guest judges. It's been like, it's been Sasha Gray. It's been you. It's been Kumail's done it, and
Ben Garant's done it.
Ben Garant, Tom Lennon, some of the whitest kids. There's always two guest judges, and then everyone votes. And if it's a tie, then it goes to the audience, and then they advance to the next round.
Yeah,
and it's just this. It's
a great show.
It's the best. It's one of the most fun. I just wish it was a little earlier. It's
midnight.
It's like Saturday, and I'm just a day of running errands and just enjoying myself, and then it's like midnight. I better curb my drinking or just kind of, mellow it out to make it throughout the night.
Just to write it out to midnight at UCB.
Yeah. You were never a marathon guy, were you?
What?
When you were drinking?
What do you mean marathon?
Like you?
No,
were, like,
I was never able to run a marathon.
No,
while
you were, yeah.
While
you
fatter and drinking.
No, you were never, like, you kind of like had a quick arc, right?
No, I was a long term, like I would start, I would start, like early evening. I would usually crack open my first beer around the time that the syndicated Simpsons was on at like 6.
Yeah.
And then I'd start drinking at home alone.
Oh, Kevin!
And then I'd have like 3 or 4 beers at home, then catch a cab somewhere. I was always very responsible about not driving. And then, just hop from place to place and then usually end up you know, somewhere at like 1 or 2 in the morning. Yeah, no, I would drink all night.
Yeah. I just remember the one party at Zach's where you fell asleep. That was 4th of July. So.
That was 4th of July. I think I started at like noon.
Yeah.
Well, there
was
this pub in, there still is, I think it's called Britannia maybe, in Santa Monica.
On like Main Street?
It's like on Santa Monica Boulevard, I think. Yeah. Right near 3rd, 3rd Street Promenade. And so, you know, sometimes I'd go there and have like an English breakfast and start drinking like a pint of
sounds fucking whatever. Awesome.
Yeah. It was until I had like 20 more.
Yeah.
Throughout the rest of the day. And then I passed out on Zach Galifianakis' floor and people were just poking me with a stick.
I remember that.
And then
Marin was there with fucking like all kinds of crazy fireworks outside.
Oh, and Nick Swardson too. Like
Nick
Swardson,
yeah.
They
were like
all sorts
of morning glories. Like just trying to, yeah. That was a crazy thing.
I'm surprised no one died. That was such a fun, who else was that? Morgan Murphy was there and Laura Silverman and Chip Pope. Like it was
Neil and Jen,
It was like a Laugh who? Olympics of comedians. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There was a bounce house in the back.
Oh, so much fun. That, from what I remember of it.
You guys know we're 6 days away from me being in Los Angeles for 5 years.
Oh my God.
I'm give it 5 years and then leave.
Well, it comes earlier and earlier every year.
Yeah, no, I gotta buy
go packing.
Pig.
Yeah.
You're making it. You're making it.
Yeah. Going home, you guys.
No,
back
no. You are not.
May 4th. At the Wilbur Theater.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
It.
I've decided. Sister beget.
I've decided, and I hope you're okay with this because I don't
okay
want
to
have to. I don't want
to
have to do too much work
no,
to make this happen.
He's gonna headline.
I don't want to. I don't want to do it.
I think we're going to.
No, I would prefer we didn't.
We're gonna basically make it a This Is Your Life, Matt Myra, and like our guests will be like the McDonoughs and friends that grew up with them, and then we'll just have them come out and tell Matt Myra stories.
That's great.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Don't want to do that. That's weird.
See, yeah, you're not supposed to be into it. It's supposed to be kind of like a neat, embarrassing thing.
I'll do that during my stand-up and ruin it.
No. We'll bring people out.
I don't think we should do that.
Why?
Because I don't want that.
Why?
The thing that we do.
How come?
Because, guys, I lie a lot, and they're going to let you know.
I think we should.
Are you lying right now?
Maybe.
So we should do it.
Well, then we shouldn't do it. Oh, but guys, today's opposite day. I forgot to tell you.
Exactly.
Or
it's
did
I? Opposite day.
So that means it is opposite day.
I
always get caught in the opposite day loop. God damn it.
Yeah, let's really just hard. Do a regular show for the people at home.
It will be a regular show where people come out and talk about what it was like growing up with you.
This is dumb.
No, it'll be good. We'll celebrate you.
Yeah, it's great for like people that listen to the show.
That's very important.
But the live folk, I don't know how fun that would be for them.
What?
Sounds terrible.
No, we'll just tell each one to come out and tell one good Myra story.
Let's just
it will and like it
instead of
we'll make it funny.
Yeah,
it'll be
I
funny.
Understand.
Especially just because of the way you're acting right now.
It's
oh that, god, it's going to be so
like,
much funnier.
It's not like
than
someone's
going
to come out and be like, I've been really carrying this for a long time, but Matt Myra killed this girl.
Guys.
What?
Not funny anymore cuz I did kill a girl.
It was self-defense.
Yeah. She had bad spatial reasoning.
Now I can't cut the other thing out because you just called it back.
He almost made it.
Guys, sometimes I'm too funny to me.
Too funny to me is the name of your next album.
I still think you should do traffic, traffic, traffic burgers.
No, it's a cars, cars, cars.
Oh, cars, cars, cars.
Yeah, cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger. Oh, yeah. That would be amazing. Hey, the Nerdist channel is launching April 1st, and the Nerd Turns, our interns at the Meltdown Space at Nerdist Theater Meltdown, they're this weird sort of Justice League of like
shutting up about whatever they're doing.
Everyone has
they listen to this thing, man.
Yeah, I know.
You can't let Burnside and Kyle know they're pieces of shit.
Jesus Christ!
No, they'll.
No, they don't. That's what I call the Jonah's kiss when I tell someone they're a piece of shit. But they all, it's weird, they all have like a specific mutant powers. Like, you know, one of them is an amazing artist, Jenny, and then another one is an editor, and another and a couple
an
writers, and then a sound guy. And so, you know, when I had like a meeting with them about a month ago or 3 weeks ago, and just like, here's all the changes that are going at Nerdist. We're mashing up with this company and starting a newsletter, and then we're doing this channel, and you know, and do you have any questions? And then I think Aaron raised his hand. He was like, oh, you know, do you you know, if we had an idea, would you be open to it? I was like, oh my God, absolutely. And so they basically pitched this kind of like comedy series about their lives as nerd turns.
Yeah.
Like, which is like very kind of Larry Sanders-ish.
Yeah, Larry Sanders or Chelsea After Dark.
And I was I was like, she's always on After Dark. It's not Chelsea Daly.
No.
Chelsea Early Lee. Chelsea Early Lee.
What's that? Is that the name
after,
of that show?
After, yeah. Lately. After Lately. But and so they got together. They wrote 10 scripts, yeah, just like short 3 to 5 minute. And I'm like, fuck yeah, you guys. So we're gonna do it on the channel.
That's awesome.
All about it.
We're gonna.
What?
I said I've heard all about Matt, it. Just like that. That's how I said it.
Your puss is very sour today.
What is it? It was not. And then you got mad about me saying things about girls.
Because it's not.
Disrespectful. Data. You have nothing.
I don't. What did you say? You what?
I said I have scientific data. You have nothing.
I don't support any of that.
Guys, women can't drive.
Matt.
No, you're getting it wrong. It's pronounced. Be shopping. Women be shopping.
What I don't understand is
men
that,
be like.
You know, it's like, you know, people think, oh, Matt Myra is the lovable one on the show.
I am, you guys.
And,
I like how you're grabbing onto it.
And you ruin that for people when you say horrible things like
what?
That.
How was that horrible? It was funny for me.
All right. Well, then listen, everyone who was upset with that comment.
Go ahead. Direct it at
Matt Myra on the tweet.
MattMyra.
Leave old Big C out of this one.
Leave old Big
Let
C
Let him
out
be.
Of it.
He had nothing to do with it.
Chris has officially washed his hands of.
If I could turn a faucet on, you would hear me washing my hands of this entire situation.
That's awesome.
The instant replay sound effects machine says machine gun on it, but I can't get it to run through the board.
Just press it, Chris.
How would that be appropriate?
Gun, 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 gun.
Oh my God, you guys, duck.
Wah, wah, wah.
Jonah Ray soundboard scores again. I like your duck. I like that your duck is like wah wah wah.
The duck also
penguin.
Has
your
the
duck was also 60s penguin.
Wah.
It was Burgess Meredith
penguin.
I don't
care how many stewardesses you banged, then you're still a bad pilot.
Wah wah.
It's from the critic.
Why snorted?
It stinks.
Buy my book.
Jonah Radio is starting
soon. Jonah Radio is taking submissions. You could email me if you don't. I am more apt to listen to something if you want to send it to me with the artwork to Meltdown Comic. Jonah Radio, care of Meltdown Comics, 7522 Sunset Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90046. Or if you are so inclined to just send me an MP3 or a link to your Bandcamp or your MySpace music page.
Give me a link to your Bandcamp. Give me one of them Bandcamp.
The new episode of The Simpsons with Mo.
Yeah. Hey there, what do you got? One of them Bandcamp accounts there?
Shouldn't your face have turned into a third, more disfigured face?
I guess so.
Isn't that how it ends? I think so. It's like, I guess we'll never know.
That's the episode Pygmalion.
Yes.
Where he gets a new face.
Yep.
Oh, I died on the table, right? Yeah, but just for a minute. It's a funny story. I'll tell you sometime.
So you could also email any links or MP3s to Jonah Radio, RADIO.
It's adorable.
JonahRadio@gmail.com.
I can do
and
Barney.
Any, you want to do it?
Sure.
Hey, Homer, there's nothing wrong with a little healthy competition. Just hook it to my veins. Hook it to my veins. It's happening again.
That was where they go to the astronaut program.
Yes.
It begins.
Yeah, that's it. It begins.
I don't understand. That was not alcoholic champagne. Yeah.
And then he flies through the pillow factory. back when Matt Dwyer would James drink, Taylor. He would just basically be like a funnier Barney. Just like what would still just kind of have that. Yes, Jonah Radio, RADIO @gmail.com. You can send me links and MP3s that way by sending me your stuff.
Now, why wouldn't it be RAYDIO?
I just didn't want to.
Oh yeah, why isn't it? I always
it really
it
should
was.
Be. It should be.
But then it looks like Jonah Ray Dio. Like yeah. all I'm going to play is Dio.
Well,
Jonah
people will Ray figure Dio. Out when they don't hear Ronnie James Dio that it's not for Dio. I mean, you oh, might no, upset
playing.
Four Dio fans. I really think
Dio.
It should be R A Y D I O
with a dash between R A Y.
No, just one name, Jonah Radio.
Yeah.
Because then otherwise, then it's a little too DJ sounding to just make your last name Radio.
Oh, you're right.
Or it's a little too Weatherman. It's a little too Johnny Mountain for
Johnny
my taste.
Dallas Rains.
Dallas Rains.
All right. So I'll go and change the fucking email I made.
Tsunami. Lady.
That's great.
Asian weather girl, Tsunami.
Oh, my God. So I guess Jonah... when do you put this up?
Tomorrow.
Remind me. I'll go home tonight and do the...
He'll forget.
Someone's
going to gank this.
No, I'll go. Jonah Radio, RAYDIO @gmail.com. Send me your links and MP3s. By sending these to me, you are giving me the...
Permission.
To play this and put it on my podcast.
So that means that you have to have the rights to these things. Isn't you know, they can't send you a Blur album and go, okay, I guess you have the rights to
that. Yeah, exactly. Like, this Girls and Boys song is baby.
But boys who love girls who like dress girls who are boys, boys who like girls to be boys. Yeah.
Like their girls.
Who are also boys that dress like girls.
You know,
that
always work for boys. Just want someone to really love.
But yeah. Don't have the best spatial reasoning skills.
You know, usually when people call back to something, it was funny in the first place.
No, well, this whole show.
Not Matt Myra.
This entire show has just been a blur to me. Oh, you missed my dumb joke.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's all right. It wasn't worth it.
Talking.
It's fine.
What was it?
It really wasn't good.
Can I?
No, I'm glad you guys talked over it.
I know it sucks to have
it. No, it wasn't. But honestly, you did me a favor. You did me a favor.
Okay.
I said this whole show has been a blur to me, but I was not. No, it wasn't
like
strong.
It, but you still said it. You still said it again.
I did. I should have just let it go. I should. Why didn't you guys talk over that one?
Yeah. You know, I get a ton of people tweeting at me about the Jenna Elfman episode because of just some offhanded joke I made, and they say Jonah and Matt didn't appreciate your mumble brag joke.
Oh, it was the mumble brag was good.
It was great.
Yeah, but they would say I was like, no, I respond, no, they gave me a nod.
Plus, a lot of times we laugh sort of weirdly silently, and like you can see us
like
enjoying
this?
Something. Yeah.
Oh my God, Jonah's fucking dying over here.
Wah.
Oh, ducks. Pow pow.
Okay, so women have better verbal and emotional skills.
Would you stop? What are you looking that up on?
BBC News.
Oh. Did you go to balls.com?
No, I searched spatial reasoning women and then needed to find at least 7 articles to back me up. Time Magazine also.
I don't... I love that you've...
You're trying to justify... Listen, that Matt Myra has an agenda.
A man-genda.
Listen, ladies, you're better
that
at verbal
dirtier.
And emotional things.
I got up in her man-genda.
I have so washed my hands of all of this.
Just don't get on the battlefield. Centaurum's right.
Now that is something I really...
I'm fucking kidding about, because he's a retard.
Someone, when they make the Matt Myra soundboard, just have one word, Santorum's right.
Now you're gonna offend everyone for using the word retard.
In Boston, that is a very common word that we use. And
there's another common word in the South that a lot of people use.
What is it, Jonah Ray? Jonah, what is it?
I'm not gonna say it.
What is the word?
Because I'm not in the South, all right, Matt?
We're in the South of California.
SoCal!
Southwest.
Oh.
Southern California's got sunshine.
I'm Tsunami.
Ooh, yeah.
Hey, we generated some views on that. Dave's like these. Good for Mike Henry.
I'm so glad.
Yeah.
It's Dave's like these. Oh, yeah. I still reassert my idea of David Lee Roth as the Kool-Aid guy.
Yeah.
It's really hot outside. Oh, yeah.
Hey, what are you putting in that, sugar?
Kool-Aid guy fucked my butt and my mouth
with a fish.
Mm-hmm.
So can we not have access to any?
We do have comments, you guys, that are questions. Yeah. boys who meet girls who like girls who rub boys who like girls who rub boys who rub girls who rub boys.
Girls who like women, really something.
Great question.
Boys who like women, and
questions.
And questions. Girls who like women, but boys who like women.
Questions.
Girls who like women, and equipments.
Da na na da.
Tin roof.
Rustin.
Wait.
We're super amped up today. I'm enjoying us. Except for
all of
your
our mics on?
Sexist comments. our mics are all on.
You know, we started this snapping at each other, being a bit tired. But really, it's our friendship.
I didn't think we were really snapping at each other. I thought we were just show snapping at each other.
Sometimes show snapping is real snapping, you guys. I read that in a book.
Shut up!
That was real.
Truth in comedy, guys.
Truth in comedy. That's a good one. Truth in comedy is a good one for your soundboard.
Truth in comedy.
Oh, I had picked a couple quements and now I can't
access them.
Okay, here we go.
Caller, go ahead.
I have not screened this one yet. Hi, I'm Craig. I'm 26 from England. Oh,
boring.
I have lived in the U.S. for 7 years, and I just want to say it's great to listen to you guys.
No, no, he's lost his accent by now. Come on.
Oh.
And remember, we can't hear you as well.
Now he just sounds like Madonna. It's like a mashup. Like, what are you doing?
What are you doing, Madonna? Seriously.
He's saying very nice things to us on the podcast. This is Craig England. His name is Craig England, and he's from England, or he's just...
He's touching me.
What are you... Stop touching me. Stop touching me.
Get your finger in my face, Don.
Okay.
I had a good Madonna tweet today.
What was your Madonna tweet?
It was... Hang on. I have to look it up. It was pretty good. I got... Hang on. Sorry.
This is dumb.
It's not even a good tweet. Now I feel stupid about it.
Here's a quement from Mike. Dear Kumail, I felt compelled to recommend a game to you if you haven't played it before.
Well, I found the tweet.
Amnesia: The Dark Descent for PC Mac.
If Gina Davis doesn't catch that ball that Madonna hurled at her head, A League of Their Own is just a movie about paralysis in the 40s.
I didn't get that.
It was pretty funny because she whips that ball, and then Gina Davis catches it barehanded.
Yeah.
Because if she
all right, maybe some of them are going home.
She would have got a little Tony Conigliaro. Sports reference.
Steve P. at Live Photography asks, what came first, 28 Days Later or The Walking Dead comic? To answer that,
28
Internet.
Days Later.
I'm going to have the most efficient question and answer response system. I'm going to write a question to a podcast that I might never get to, and then I'll wait.
Yes.
You know, you can just look that up.
I just mailed it out. Hopefully the Pony Express didn't get murdered on the way over to deliver my message.
I did a very complex system where I smacked out Morse code onto the waves. And I was hoping that across the ocean they would catch.
Hold on, what's that lapping?
This is from Rich. Here's a quiment from Rich. Hey, Chris, I requested tickets to your Comedy Central taping for Friday, February 17th. Uh-oh.
Oops.
But I never heard back. It would have been nice to hear back whether or not tickets were available. It wasn't an isolated incident either. My friend never got an email back. Epic fail. I strongly suggest you look for someone else to handle your ticket reservations in the future. Sincerely, Rich. Again, this is one of those situations where people think I am responsible for everything. Rich, I am so, so sorry that you and your friend didn't get a response.
Yeah.
I don't handle tickets for Comedy Central. But I think, you know, if they got a lot of responses, it's just very difficult to get back to everyone.
Yeah.
They really only can get back to people that got tickets. So I really, really am sorry. But we'll be back in New York.
Yeah, we'll come
doing
back.
The podcast
that's
sometime this fall.
So you can come in. I know it.
It's definitely true. It's like I get that from people sometimes where they're like, hey, how come Web Soup did this? Or how come G4? I'm like, you are giving me way too much credit for running things. Yeah. I do not. But this had the tone of I hope someone got fired over that. But it's, you know what, though? I understand,
hey,
Rich. It's just because he was, I appreciate it. It was because he really wanted to go to the show.
I hope someone got fired over it, too.
I don't want people to get fired over that.
I don't want people to get fired over there, you guys. Time for government to get smaller. Bootstraps, Santorum.
Oh, I guess I can announce this, too, from the special. I had, because, you know, they basically cut the show down to, like, 41 minutes. Mm-hmm. You do an hour. I think I did an hour 10 or an hour 15. They cut down to 41 minutes, and they have the longer version they put on the DVD they sell. And I said, you know what would be fun for the DVD? let's have, let me fly my buddy Mike Furman out, and we will, as a DVD extra, two Hard and Firm songs.
Nice.
So we did two Hard and Firm songs, one newer, one older, one that we didn't do on our other Comedy Central special. And it was so much fun.
It was really fun.
And there were all these weird technical fuck-ups, which we're so used to having, because when you have to do video and you have instruments and you're singing, like, we're just so used to having fuck-ups that we fucked around the entire time. And I'm going to ask them if we can put that on the DVD of just like
it
us.
Was great. It
like
was
the like the starts and stops.
I haven't seen you guys on stage like that in
we
so
haven't
long.
Been on stage together like that in a long time, and it just makes me miss performing with Mike Furman so much, because he is just one of the fucking coolest, funniest dudes.
I haven't seen you guys together since Comic-Con.
Science!
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Science. That's you know what science tells us about women.
Matt, I don't...
They're better at verbal and emotional thingies. Proof in concept right there.
My show at... my shows at South by Southwest was announced. The Funny or Die Super Serious show.
Oh, nice. You're going to do Super Serious at South by Southwest?
Yeah, Monday, March 12th, I think it is. It's T.J. Miller's hosting. Kumail's on the show. John Hodgman is on the show. Gerard Carmichael, who's one of my favorite new comics, is on it. Aparna Nancharana.
Yeah, so we're doing our live podcast in Austin on the 3rd.
Yes,
we're doing two shows, and then you're coming back and then going back.
I'm coming back to LA, working for a bit, and then going back out for the Funny or Die Super Serious show. Flying back Tuesday morning to come back to work. And then flying out Friday to do the South by Southwest Comedy Showcase shows.
Good for you.
At Esther's Follies.
Good for you.
On Friday. That Friday and that Saturday. Yeah.
That's the only reason I'm not doing South by Southwest this year is because I couldn't do the back and forth this year. Because I've been doing a lot of that.
Yeah.
And I have to always be back on, and I always get a little nervous. Yeah. I have to be back on Sundays for Talking Dead.
If one thing goes wrong.
Then I can't do a live show from an airport. Oh. I'm sorry, AMC. My flight was canceled.
Why were you gone in the first place?
Where did you go? Why am I not working for you anymore?
What time would you? Never mind. This is not for the show.
This is from Al-App.
Al-App.
It says, "Hey Chris, I'm a comic and a lover of podcasts. Just wondering if you have any tips about what sort of podcasting equipment one should get when starting out. Thanks. I'm assuming you have higher end stuff these days, but any info would be great.
Get yourself
a radio station in Ryan Seacrest's media empire."
Yeah.
But what I can tell you is that the Zoom H4N is an amazing recording device. It actually can record in like 5.1 if you want it to, but it has two external mics and it has two XLR inputs, and so you can have separate mics and then record using the internal mic. Runs that, SD card. So whatever, kind of, get some sort of SDHC card, jam it in the bottom there. And that is enough for anyone starting out a podcast. And those are like $200.
You can get an Alesis 8-channel USB mixer for $200.
If you want to use a mix, if you want to go the mixer route and use.
Yeah, it plugs in USB. Or, if it's just going to be you talking. That'd be boring.
I honestly don't think you need the mixer and the laptop thing. I think you can just fly with the H4N.
It works fantastically. Is the Jam, Apogee Jam?
Yeah.
It's
Apogee makes really good stuff too.
Yeah, the Apogee Jam, it's $99 and you can plug it into your iPad or into a computer and USB. That's good. You can plug in 1/4-inch something.
Good thing though about the Zoom is that you could also use that as an outboard audio recording for if you're shooting with like a DSLR camera.
Oh, I see people using Zooms now, like on boom sticks. They use Zooms on booms.
Yep.
Tumblr.
And then you just sync it with a clap and pop it in, and then you have way better audio than the
BBC was using that when they did the like.
That's what a lot of Channel 101 people do. That it's just because. You can get a better look.
It comes with a windscreen, so you can just put the windscreen on it, and it sounds amazing. So yeah, the Zoom H4N is fucking great.
Thanks for sponsoring us, Zoom.
Sponsor anything that we do.
Oh, I feel like they should.
But they should.
Hmm.
They absolutely should. What have you been reviewing anything on Attack lately that you like, gadgety wise?
That I like. Oh, I liked the Nexus, the Samsung Galaxy Nexus, which is the it's running Ice Cream Sandwich, which is the newest version of Android. Mm-hmm. It's on Verizon, so it's 4G LTE, and they won't fucking throttle you like AT&T. It's a great phone. It's 5 out of 5.
I just got the MiFi, the LTE MiFi thing.
What's your plan a month?
It's like 50 for, I think I get 5 gigs a month.
That's not a lot.
It's not, but I'm not going to be using it to do any heavy lifting. It's just because I travel a lot, and sometimes, you know, if I'm in an airport or something without a network, or if I'm in a...
I just read the fine print of my AT&T U-verse internet, and I only get 250 gigs a month. And I feel like that might not be enough for me.
Oh, because of storage, because of Bargain Hunt.
5 days a week, you guys.
Just call him and go, Bargain Hunt, you guys. I can't get in here.
I met a guy, Simon, at Gallifrey One.
Sounds British.
A producer on Cash in the Attic, which was my other favorite antique show, and it was very exciting. Was
that an Anne Frank game show?
No. There was no Cash in the Attic.
Okay.
Just Jews.
All right.
In the attic.
So what does Simon do?
He was a line producer on Cash in the Attic. And he told me about my favorite expert. Turns out my favorite expert, not that great at being an expert. They had to print out stuff all the time for him.
Really?
Yeah. And my second favorite expert was actually really good at being an expert. So that's what I learned at Gallifrey One.
That's very interesting.
Thank you.
Did you make some sort of an email exchange with him to send you...
No, I followed him on Twitter.
Outtakes
He's
to beat up
show.
To?
He's doing a new show that debuted on BBC America. BBC...
Called one. Basement Money.
BBC One. It has nothing to do with money. It's about like a scam.
Basement Fish.
You know what? If it was called Basement Fish, I'd watch it. Oh, there's this new show I saw a commercial for.
I'm glad that made you think of something.
March 14th.
Pie Day.
On Food Network. It's called Restaurant Steakout. And it's this big, fat Italian guy who dresses in suits like a mobster, sits in a Winnebago, puts security cameras in a restaurant, films the employees unknowingly, and then after he's done and seen everything he needs to see, he goes in there and tears
kicks
shit
the
up.
Shit out of him.
It's pretty great.
Really? Just stomps on him like
looking.
De Niro in Goodfellas.
It's pretty great looking. I really want to see it.
March 14th is Pi Day, 314.
March 14th is also my dad's birthday.
Hey, happy
March
birthday.
March 14th is my mom's birthday.
And Einstein's birthday.
Yeah. I think a couple years ago we brought it up.
We figured that out. Yeah, oh. Jonas.
I think it might have been on one of the first Hostfuls.
I resubmit my... What?
Yeah, do it backwards.
Red? Red nip.
Jonah and I have very similar birthdays. Our mother and his father are probably related somehow.
That's how it works, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty red.
Yeah, that's why I hate him so much. I see so much of myself in that, Matt.
That's why. I thought it was the other thing.
What's the other thing?
You just hate me.
No.
I don't hate you.
He loves you. Like
Star
a little,
Trek, February 28th, people, come on by.
Like a little brother.
It's going to be good.
He loves you. Oh. I loved seeing the guy, I love seeing the Picard cosplay at Gallifrey One.
I had them, we printed up ribbons specifically for that contingency, because they said there's always going to be one guy dressed up like Star Trek, regardless of the convention. It could be anything. It could be the Democratic National Convention, and there's going to be an asshole dressed like Star Trek.
Well, that's what I consider any person dressed up as Star Trek.
You bite your tongue, Jonah Ray.
I do all the time. It really is sore.
This is from Katie Politis, which almost sounds like Scritti Politti, which is a band that Milli Vanilli wanted to name themselves after.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they wanted the same. Guys, rhythm. Don't you know you're Vanilli?
No.
They wanted to have the same thing that Scritti Politti had.
Guys, Rob and Fab will never be together again, except in heaven.
Mm-hmm. They're not going to. After what they did. After what they did, tricking this country with crappy songs, how dare they?
Blame it on the
rain, mm-hmm. Wilson. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Katie Politis, hey nerds, can't wait for you to get to Minneapolis next month.
Me either.
You mentioned Willie's Guitar, that's the one in St. Paul, a lot, and I agree it is a great place. Just wanted to pass along, close to Willie's is an old school bowling alley called Ranham that you might like.
That is of no interest to me.
There are Schmidt beer signs on the wall, and the lanes break periodically, and there's no automatic scoring, and it's awesome. Upstairs is a great place. Well, here's where it gets interesting for you. Upstairs is a great place for a cheat day called The Nook. It serves Minnesota's best Juicy Lucy, which is a burger stuffed with cheese.
I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in.
Who doesn't want to fucking hear about it now?
Yeah, you were being kind of presumptuous right off the bat, saying you didn't want to know about it.
That was the most academic. That was the most academic burn. You were being kind of presumptuous right off the top of the bat.
That sounds cool.
I have no affiliation with your place, but a big fan. Love your podcast. Okay, great. Sorry.
I went to Spare Room.
Oh yeah, and the Roosevelt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful.
It is, right?
Yeah. I'm on the AST Records bowling team.
Oh, do they bowl there?
What?
Do they bowl there?
The guy who does the dodgeball like league stuff, he was like he started like a little like just a weekly bowling league thing.
I may be interestingly that is
connected. He mentioned something.
He did mention you were in talks about something.
I might be doing a bowling show for the Nerdist channel at the Spare Room.
It's funny because he brought it up. He's like, hey, I heard Chris is going to be doing something here. Maybe I said, yeah, it makes sense. He was like a child bowler, right? Yeah. He's like, yeah, that's probably what it is. But it's a gorgeous. Have you looked at the place?
No, I haven't been there yet, but I hear it's amazing.
It's like old school. Two lanes.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy there in suspenders that just on the chalkboard keeps score for you.
And then the one guy has the flag because they don't have the automatic foul line.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. And it's just the whole. It's a wood bar. It's gorgeous, gorgeous place. And then on the other side of the room of the two bowling lanes, there's only two.
Yep.
And on the other side, there's just all these tables and all the furniture is just gorgeous in there. And they have handcrafted checkers, chess, and Jenga. Like fucking handheld, like handmade Jenga pieces.
Yep.
And it was like, me, Ryan from AST, and Jim Hamilton and D, just getting wasted.
You
and
guys on
playing
one
Jenga.
Team? There another? Or is AST have two different teams?
Essentially, the AST is going to be, because it's supposed to be all the comics on the label, but since everyone's always out of town, it's going to be just kind of a rotating who's around.
You know,
that's cool.
It's supposed to be like Meek, Jen Kirkman, Brent Weinbach, Kyle Kinane, Baron Vaughn.
I'm so excited to do something there. Then I heard
it's
amazing.
It's really, really pretty.
It looked. I saw some of Jonah's Instagram pictures of it. It looked great.
Yeah.
I was surprised in New York on Thompson Street, right around the corner from the Skirball where we shot the special. We went out afterwards for a little bit. Which I'm going to guess is very expensive real estate on Thompson Street near NYU.
Yeah.
No less than 4 chess stores. Now,
a lot.
This delights me because I love chess. One of the chess... Why are you laughing at me?
No, I'm burping. Thanks for pointing it out.
Okay. I thought you shielded face to laugh at me. Why are you burping at me?
I would laugh in your microphone face.
That's right. You would. So... One of the one chess store next to the bar that we all went to after party.
Yeah.
24-hour chess store. 24 hours. Went in that place at 1:30 in the morning and watched some dudes play chess, and then I bought an NYC chess sweatshirt.
That's great.
It was fucking awesome. But I'm looking around, and it's like $3 a game or something to sit down at the table.
Oh, that's sweet.
And what I'm trying to figure out is, how the fuck does this place stay open? How the fuck does this place stay open? What?
It's an old-timey front.
For a bigger chess club?
For a bigger chess club, where they play for $80 a game. And then you go further down into the depths, Chris, where they play for sandwiches.
I
was trying to get Matt to look away from his phone, so I said sandwiches.
What are you looking at on your phone, Myra?
Willie's American Guitar.
It's a good guitar shop.
Well, I'm just trying to see if they have anything left-handed.
They might.
Like doesn't look like it.
Well, call them. Hello. Hello, Willie's Guitar.
I make that
really
phone call a lot. That's kind of a sad phone call to make.
Nah.
Like, I'm on the list at Westwood
Lefties?
Music.
Oh, Westwood. Where Furman used to work.
Oh, did he really work there?
Furman worked at Westwood Music for a long time.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm on their lefty list when they get a lefty and they call.
That's nice.
So, like, they have a lefty Gretsch right now, a 63 Gretsch. It's like 10 grand.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You going to buy it?
No. No, actually, it was $6,000. It was actually
then you're
a really
buy it.
Reasonable price. But no, I don't want a Gretsch that badly, honestly.
I have one. I have a Gretsch.
I like a Gretsch. They're easy to play.
I find the necks fat. I don't like the action on them either. Well, I mean, you could obviously change that, but I never really liked Gretsches that much.
I like they sound good when they're not plugged in, so it's kind of a nice guitar to have around.
Well, it's semi-hollow body, John. Of course it sounds good when it's not plugged in.
Yeah.
Seriously.
That's why I said it.
Seriously. Guys,
or were you just looking for an opportunity to sound smart?
No, I don't listen.
Matt, technically, I think Matt's the smartest person on the podcast.
Yeah.
I disagree with that.
What?
You
have the brainiest brain.
Yeah, you do have the brainiest brain, to a detriment.
I feel like you
Yeah, how did you turn that into an insult?
You have the math thing going for you.
But that doesn't...
And Jonah has a weird brain that works with stories that I don't have, which I find fascinating. I think we're all very intelligent.
It's like that one time, the end.
And together,
how does
that's
he
it.
Do it.
He just did it. He just did it again. How does he do it?
I love
every
that one time. I love that one time web.
It's once like upon a happily ever after.
I'm on a journey.
It had
with
a beginning,
him.
It had an end, no middle.
It's unbelievable.
We just went for the opposite joke at the same time. Yeah. He said middle, I said no middle.
You guys are the Doctor Who and River Song of that bit.
We have the reverse time streams.
Does this mean we're going to fuck?
No, they never fucked. They just got married.
I feel like they fucked and had a baby. Season 8.
We don't know what Time Lord physiology is. I don't know if Time Lords have dicks or clits or a back made of clits.
Or dick
or
clits.
A clit that's a dick or...
Oh,
I really want to call this episode Dick Clits, but I can't.
Because you already did it once before?
No. I can't put that on iTunes. Dick Clits? Come on.
No, but what if you made it one word?
Hi, Dick Clits, insurance salesman.
Dick Clits.
Dick Clits.
That sounds...
Dick Clits. They call it Dick Clits in Mexico. D-clits. They try to sell them to you. D-clits. Little kids try D-clits. To sell you clitorises in the street.
Dick
Clits.
Dick Clits.
Dick Clits.
Dick Clits.
You will like Dick Clits. I mean, they're essentially, they're similar tissue. Penis heads and clitori.
Are they?
But those clitori can't drive, am I right? Am I right?
God damn it. Why are you bringing it back with his callback?
Am I right? I'm trying to point out
how dumb
the callback would be. I won't.
He did it!
He high-fived him!
No, just for the listeners to know, I didn't high-five Matt. He just slapped his own hand, thinking he was going to trick all of you.
Those two hands sounded very similar. One just sounded like a mirror image
those
of the other.
Those both nerdy. Sounded very fat and small.
They're nerdy. Mm.
My hands are fat. That's me.
Please make that your album title.
My hands are fat. That's me.
My hands are fat.
Someone do some artwork.
Enjoy your fucking burrito, everyone. That's me.
Now leaving Nerdist.com. Enjoy your burrito.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels...
There are murders in all of the books.
...that she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.